Stretcher bearer! The call came from half a dozen points around the outer wall of the square, where troopers had been hit by random dervish fire. Quickly, the wounded were carried into the centre and the gaps were closed. The doctors operated amid the dust and flies, sleeves rolled to the elbow, blood clotting swiftly in the heat. The wounded who could still stand came back in their bandages to take their places in the square once more. "Water, boys!" the shout went around the little square. The boys scurried about with the skins and spilled water into the empty, felt-covered bottles. "Ammunition here!" the quartermasters moved along the sides of the square, doling out the cardboard packets. The gunners struggled to clear the blockages of the machine guns. They splashed precious water over the barrels to cool them. It boiled off in clouds of hissing steam, and the metal crackled and pinged. But the actions were locked solidly, and though they hammered and heaved, they would not budge. Suddenly, in the midst of all this frantic activity, the bugle rang out again. "Stand to!" shouted the sergeants. "They're coming back!" The dervish cavalry rode out from the fastness of the hills, like a great wave building up beyond the surf. They lined up again along the foot of the hills, facing the square. "There is your enemy," Penrod murmured to Jakob. The red banner waved in the centre of the line, carried by two dervish striplings. "Yes," Jakob nodded. "That is Salida in the blue turban. The mangy jackal beside him is his son Rufar. I must kill him also. Those are some of his other brats carrying his flag. There will be no honour in killing them. No more than popping fleas between the fingernails. But it must be done." "Then we still have much work to do," Penrod smiled as he broke open another paper box of cartridges and filled the loops of his bandolier. "Salida is a clever old jackal," Jakob murmured. "By the sweet breath of the prophet, he learns quickly. He saw how we broke their first charges. Look, he has hardened his centre." Penrod saw what he meant. Salida had changed his formation. His line was not evenly distributed. The flanks were only two ranks deep, but in his centre Salida had formed a hammer, a solid knot of six closely packed ranks.